RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. You know, sometimes we like to sit around and contemplate everything that's going on in the NFL with all the big headlines. Like, how about any field goal over 55, over 60 yards should be worth 4 points? What do you think?
Move along.
Okay, let's do a little NFL rapid fire. Ladies and gentlemen, your master of ceremonies today for NFL rapid fire, Sir Dan Menigan.
Gentlemen, let's begin with one of the big games of the weekend, and a weekend where we had a whole bunch of big games. What do you make of the Broncos beating the Chiefs, being on top of the AFC West and pretty much hammering home that the Chiefs are not going to win the AFC West for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era?
I find that interesting. If you want to know the truth, I have a hard time thinking that they are slipping. I have an easier time thinking, okay, they're figuring some things out here in the regular season, and look out for them in the playoffs. Although I think they have an abundance of weapons, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they have. I think Rashee Rice is really good. But I they're waiting for somebody else to step up and be just huge for them, especially at running back. And that hasn't happened yet.
I haven't looked at the Chiefs' schedule down the stretch, but the fact they're 5-5 and the Broncos are 9-2 just kind of blows me away. And because I just didn't expect it. I kind of like Bo Nix, but I'm not totally in love with him. But, you know, when you go 24-37 for almost 300 yards and you don't turn the ball over, good things are going to happen. I know Mahomes had 276 in that game. But the other interesting stat in that game was Kareem Hunt, our old friend, had 59 yards. And Denver only rushed for 59 yards, too. So taking advantage of opportunity, that's exactly what the Broncos are doing, and that's what they did against Kansas City. So, bravo. By the way, the Chiefs are 1-4 away from Arrowhead, and the Broncos are 6-0 at home.
Can we make a bunch of crusty old football fans angry?
Sure, yes. Go for it.
Ready for this?
Always fun.
This season, the Kansas City Chiefs in one-score games, 0-5.
Wow.
Ooh.
Last season, the Kansas City Chiefs in one-score games, 12-0.
Well, that'll explain a few things, won't it?
For all the crusty football people out there going, I just know how to get it done. That's intestinal fortitude right there. Nope, it's luck.
Can I throw you a bonus question on this? Do you guys think Travis Kelce's done end of the season? Despite the fact he led...
Because he chooses to be, or because he can't play anymore?
I think
he can play.
I mean, he had 9 catches, and he had the only, you know, he had a touchdown for Kansas City in this thing. 91 yards, 13 targets. I mean, they wanted to go to him in this game, and I don't know. I think he has hit the pinnacle when his future wife is writing a song about him, and I'll leave it at that.
If they make the Super Bowl and win, he retires. If they make the Super Bowl and lose, he comes back for one more. If they drop out before the Super Bowl, he's done. That's what I think happens.
Yeah, I think part of it for him now is he having fun? If he's not having fun, then maybe he'll drop out too.
How old is he? 36?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun, one of the most fun teams to sit back and watch is the Detroit Lions. And more than anything else, they're going for it on fourth down and how Dan Campbell has been so aggressive in these games. Jeff, in the Eagles game that the Lions ended up losing, Dan Campbell 0-for-5 on fourth down. What do you think of how much he has been going for
it? I understand some of the analytical thought that goes behind all that, but there's a whole lot of sensible football thought that gets thrown out with analytics. And because you still have the human factor here. And I know they figure it all in. Last night, watching the Monday night game, Cowboys beating up on the Raiders, it was interesting to hear Joe Buck say that he was talking to Brian Schottenheimer, and Brian, head coach of the Cowboys, said, when I get in this situation, and they were in field goal range and it was fourth and short, he said, I keep hearing my dad in my head, take the points, take the points, take the points. When you're a team like the Detroit Lions and you have a really good offense, take the points. Just put up points. Because good luck trying to catch them. And man, they weren't good the other night. The pass rush was really getting to Jared Goff, and the Eagles were all over him, and it didn't look good. When you're playing a good defense, take the points. Put numbers on the board. I think.
Can I be honest? Don't we like that? I mean, doesn't it feel like we've trended towards more opportunity, I think at all levels, to want to go for it on fourth down over the last...
Yeah, but the point of the game is to win the game, not pick up the fourth down. And I know the analytics will tell you, go for it on fourth down. Sometimes I agree with that.
Oh, no.
Put points on the board.
I like teams that try... I mean, and I agree with you, put the points on the board if you're in field goal range and the time is right and you don't need to go for it. I'm with you on that. But I like the fact that coaches now... Sometimes when they get to the 40-yard line on their own 40-yard line and it's less than one or one, they go for it now. And it's not that feeling of a must punt in that situation.
Which
so
is good.
I think it's more about midfield going forward on fourth rather than, I understand what you're saying about taking the points because I think they should take the points too.
If you're in field goal range, I would put up points. If not, I understand
it to some extent. I love the fact that coaches not only trust their offense enough to pick up 1 yard, but they're also willing to trust their defense to make a stop if for some reason they don't make it.
They lost by only 7.
Lions on the season 13 of 23 on fourth down.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On 56.5% conversion rate. So, just one of those things I enjoy greatly. I hope more teams go for it.
I do too. I love it.
Dan Campbell's. I'm forever.
And by the way, the Browns should go for it on fourth for the rest of the season.
You know, the one.
Although we do have, I think we have the best punter in the league. I think Corey's awesome. That punt the other day, I mean, I don't know what more you could ask for. And do you think he stepped on the line?
Yes. There are two things that I keep waiting for. You know, the high school coach from Arkansas who never punted, punted like twice all year.
Yeah.
And then going for it on two, or going for two all the time. I'm waiting for an NFL coach to just go for two all the time and really mess up, you know, fantasy scoring systems. That would, I can see that happening where a coach just, in fact, Mike Tomlin came close to doing that one year and they shied away from it. If the analytics tell you that you can convert twos on, say, what, guys, 55% of the time, then shouldn't you do it all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm waiting for some coach to just go ahead and throw out the extra point. Because the extra point is 33 yards now. It's no longer just a gimme.
Yeah.
And those get missed. So I'm waiting to see somebody go for two all the time. And I'm waiting to see a coach that doesn't punt. I don't know that I don't know that we'll ever see it in the NFL.
I'm going to be honest with you. There are two things that I would like to see happen every once in a while. I don't need to see them every game. I don't need to. I'm like once a season. Or maybe twice a season would be good. I have no problem with a team that is like third down and 30 plus doing a quick kick and flipping the field on a team and kicking it on, and punting on third down. That, especially because the other team is never prepared for it. And if you have someone that knows how to, if you have a quarterback or a wide receiver that you can put in the Wildcat or somebody who you know can punt, I'd love to see that just to flip the field, especially if you have a good defense. And I'm not saying do it every game, and I'm not saying, but every once in a while, just to flip field position and get it to the other side of the field, I would not mind to see one team actually punt on third down. Third down and 30 plus is when you would do it. The other thing I'm hoping that we get to see that I love is the play that barely ever gets used is a really bad kick. And now that we know the field goal kickers can kick these really long field goals, I wouldn't mind seeing just once on a squib kick that's a fair catch that a guy catches, that they take the free kick right there and just kick it off the tee and go for it. I would love to see that too. Those are that is one of my favorite plays, and you rarely ever see it.
With the new kicking balls, that might be possible.
Yeah.
That's why NFL, you know, they're allowed to doctor up those balls much, you know, for a lot longer period of time.
Yeah.
That's why we're seeing all the long field goals.
Clearly on a
quick
punt.
Correction, it's got to be on a punt. Quick correction. Lions are 13 of 75 on fourth down. For 17%. I had the wrong numbers there. I apologize. It's on me. We'll get it fixed.
Jeff, the only way I think you would take the free kick, too, would be it would have to be in
Brandon Aubrey.
Well, no, it would have to be in one of those situations where you declared an onside kick, because otherwise you're not getting the ball.
I do declare.
Otherwise, it's a punt. You got to either do it on a punt or a declare.
I do declare.
I do declare.
I am going to onside kick. We saw a punt on an onside kick last night.
Yeah. Yes.
Gentlemen, moving along the rest of the way. Is it time for Minnesota to bench J.J. McCarthy? I feel like this is like one of
Andy,
those.
Andy,
like,
go ahead.
I feel like this is one of those where I'm like just launching a T-bone at a dog and just going like, all right, buddy, go after it.
You
go
know
ahead,
what? Andy. Rather than, you know, picking on someone, I'll just say yes and move on from there.
If Carson Wentz were
really
still,
proud of you.
If Carson Thank Wentz you. Were still healthy, yeah, absolutely. But he's not, so you got to play him. By the way,
Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, is that what you said?
Next year.
Next year to the Browns?
Cleveland.
Are you whispering what? Just say it. If you believe it, say it.
You're gonna need somebody.
If you're gonna fall in, just do it.
There's a lot of other somebodies before you get to that somebody.
How'd JJ look the other day?
Look at the rest of the somebodies before we get to that somebody.
Hey, I'm not arguing with you on that.
I'm gonna go look up JJ's stats for the other day.
Keep that in mind.
That somebody has clunked quite a lot.
Wow.
I get it. He started for six teams in six straight years.
So. Well, one of the guys you were right on had a really rough afternoon as one of the best teams in the AFC went up against one of the other best teams in the AFC as the Seattle Seahawks went up against the Los Angeles Rams. Sam Darnold tossed four picks in that game. Four interceptions. It's almost like they short-circuited him. The Rams ended up winning that game. Closer than you would have thought for a quarterback throwing four picks. But what do we make of Sam Darnold throwing four picks? And is this just like a bug in the system for this regard?
You know what it is? We've had a ton of quarterbacks have some really bad days. And that's I think that's what Sam Darnold had a really bad day. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. but he's done a really nice job out there. Good for him, and good for Seattle. I think they signed a good guy who can start for a while until they figure out if Jalen Milroe's the real deal.
We done?
No thoughts?
No, I just, I'll agree.
Don't
with
thought?
Just, well, no, I just, I don't, we're up against clock, and I know Dane Brugler's going to join us, and I thought Jane
Jeff, did a nice job over
Jeff,
here.
That's crazy.
You know, Jane says that Jeff said was very eloquent in what he just said there. So I would never want to trump that. Dane Brugler, though, he's also eloquent. Athletic, top 50 board. Oh, it's live. What are the Browns looking at for next season already? Yeah, we're going to peek ahead into the crystal ball. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.